y'all need to be more inventive. If you're on midnights and there's nothing happening, you ought to do what we used to do. We'd have bum races. That's right. Get you a couple of them winos that are downtown. And you get them in an alley. And you get them down on all fours. And you tell them, all right, the winner of this race gets a bottle of booze. I mean, we're talking a whole quart of Jack Black. Believe me, they'll drop to their knees in a heartbeat. And then you sit on the back of one bum. The other guy sits on the back of the other bum. And you let the race begin. Yeah, man, you sit there and you just feel it like, you feel like it. Rowdy Yates. Whoa. Yeah. Two. Come on. Three. You start kicking your heels like you got spurs on. It's 2 o'clock in the morning downtown in the alley. And you're on the back of a bum. Yeah. Take out your Ken light, whack him in the ass. Yeah! Hey, buddy, I'm sorry you're homeless, but come on, move it now. Yeah. They're crawling through the alleyway. Knocking aside the trash and the garbage. The rats are scattering. Some derelict is under you. Vomiting as he goes. Yeah. Meanwhile. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Shut up and move it out. Yeah. The excitement then. A lot of people said it was cruel. But I tell you what. These are people that were just sleeping in the alleyways anyway. This was good for their circulation. On a cold night, they might have passed out. At least when we used them in bum races, got their blood going, their heart pounding, so they could make it for another day of stinking panhandling. Well, I remember one time, we ran into a couple of bums didn't have a sense of humor. One of them was sitting there with a cup, said, "Feed me, I'm hungry." So I threw a half-eaten donut at him. Another one said, "Help me go to school to study my art." And he was sitting there with a violin. And, you know, he played worse than Jack Benny. I mean, he was a squeaking and a squawking there. And we were bored. It was midnight, gagging, and he wasn't around. So I got out of the squad car. I said, "You two, you have just volunteered for bum races. Put down that violin. Get over here on your hands and knees." You know what he did? He spat at my shoes. He stood at me. He swung at me with the instrument, which, of course, I ducked, broke in half over my knee, and arrested him. What do you think the charge was? Resisting arrest with violins. See, they turn on you, you feed them, and they turn on you.
I think you forgot to read them their rights.